We present Kim by Rudyard Kipling, adapted as a play for radio in two parts by John Tideman, with Felix Aylmer, George Koulouris, Wilfred Lawson, and David Spencer. Part one, The Search.
Kim, doctor, where is my son? Kim.
I will fetch him. Rest. I'm afraid there is no more that I can do for your husband, Mrs. O'Hara. Oh. It won't be long now before Allah receives him.
Oh, Kimball. Kimball.
He wants to see the child. Will you take the boy to him? I will wait out here.
Oh, yes, of course. Kim, come with me, dear. We must say goodbye to your father.
Goodbye? Is Papa going away?
Oh, yes, Kim. A long, long way away. Come.
Kim. Are you there?
Yes.
I can't see you. It.
Yes, Kimball. We're here.
Kim.
Papa.
Give me your hand. There. Kim, I've been a foolish man, but you must live to be a wise one. All I have to leave you are a few brief words and these three papers. The first is your birth certificate.
No, Kimball, no.
Yes, my dear. My son must learn to live by the truth, not by lies, as I have done. The second paper is my chitty from the army. I was a soldier once, you know, and a fearless one.
Yes, Papa.
And this third paper with the sign of the square and the compass upon it is part of the magic practiced by men in the Masonic Lodge, the magic house behind the museum. Keep all three papers, Kim, for they are all part of the magic practiced by our people. White people.
I see he keeps them, Kimball. I'll sew them in a leather case which Kim will always wear around his neck.
And I have a story to tell you, Kim.
Oh, Papa.
Not just an opium dream I had, but a vision. One day, your name, the name of Kim, will be exalted between enormous pillars of beauty and strength. First will come two men making ready the ground, and then there'll be a red bull on a grain field, and then at the head of a fine army, a colonel riding his fine horse. And he and the 900 devils whose guard is a red bull on a grain field will attend on you. They will all attend on little Kim. On little
Kim. Kimball. Kimball. Doctor. Doctor, come quickly.
Yes? What is it?
He's...
Papa said a colonel would come and 900 devils and a red bull on a green field, and he gave me these papers. He said they were magic.
It is the end?
Yes. His suffering is over. I will close the shutters.
Thank you, Doctor.
So Papa is dead. Those women outside make the death noise.
Yes, Kim.
Mrs. O'Hara, what will become of you and your son now?
Doctor, I was not that man's wife. Hmm? Now you know.
And the child isn't...
The child was Kimball O'Hara's. His wife was a white woman who died when Kim was three. The cholera epidemic at Farrow's Poor. I have looked after him since then.
Then now his father is dead. You will send him to the missionary school or to the white children's orphanage up in the hills.
The devils. The white men are devils, and their magic is the black art of the evil one. They killed the father with their drink, their money, and all their fiendish ways. They shall not have his son. I shall teach him. You will teach him. India will teach him. All India will be his master. Kim belongs to us. To India.
He is ours. Ours.
Zemzema long ago.
Then let me up, Kim.
No, the Musselmans fell off too. Besides, your father was a pastry cook, and your mother stole ghee.
Abdullah's the father of a pastry cook. Abdullah's father.
Quiet!
What's that? Look, over there, coming towards us.
Perhaps it is a man.
Of course it's a man, but he's not an Indian.
Perhaps he's a priest.
He's a foreigner, quite definitely. I'll get down and see what he wants. Can I help you, sir?
Tell me, what is the big house called in front of us?
That? Why, that's the Lahore Museum, the Wonder House.
Can anyone enter it without payment?
I go in and out, and I am no banker.
I'm sorry, I am an old man and did not know.
Where have you come from?
Oh, a long way off. From the hills where the air and water are fresh and cool.
Oh, a Chinaman, a hillman.
From the hills you children will never see. In Tibet, I am what is called a lama, or as you might say, a guru.
I have never met a guru from Tibet before. There are Hindus in Tibet, then.
We are the followers of the Middle Way, and I have come to see the four holy places before I die.
Are you hungry? Your begging bowl is empty.
No, I do not wish to eat yet. I wish to go into the Wonder House. Is it true that it is full of many images?
It's full of heathen idols.
Oh, never mind him. It's only because he's a Muslim that he says that. Come with me, and I will show you inside, and you must meet the wise Saab who looks after the place.
Beware, Kim. Strange priests eat little boys.
And what's more, he's a stranger and an idolater.
But he is new. Oh, run back to your mother's laps, little baby. Come, old man. Give me your arm, and we will go to the Wonder House.
Goodbye, Kim. Little friend of all the world. I'm the king of the castle. No, I'm the king of the castle.
They call this a turnstile. It is quite easy. See, I am through. Now you try. Just push a little.
Yes. I've never seen a gate such as this.
There! You are through. Look, have you ever seen such wonders?
Never. Never in all the world.
And there, that gold image. That is the Tibetan god.
Yes, the Lord Buddha himself, he is here. My pilgrimage is well begun.
The Saab who keeps the museum has seen us. He's coming over.
Excuse me, sir, but I see from your robes you are a disciple of the Lord Buddha. What do you think of our statue?
It is beautiful beyond words.
Yes, we are very proud of it.
I think I have your name on this paper here. Am I right?
Yes, that is my name.
The abbot of the Lung Chau Monastery gave it to me. He made a pilgrimage to the holy places some years ago.
I remember him. You are most welcome. Come into my office for a while. We are all here to gather knowledge.
Child.
Yes, Holy One?
I thank you for having led me to this place. I and this wise one must now talk of things you cannot understand.
Yes, Holy One.
This way. No, after you.
Not understand. Child. I'll go to the door and listen to these wonders I cannot understand. This holy man is new. He interests me.
And so I decided to visit all the places where his foot had trod. And now I have come here alone. You see, for a long time, I have maintained that the old law was not being followed correctly. As one of the children outside the museum said, it has become full of idolatry.
But that eventually happens to all faiths. Many of our scholars, I've read, say the same thing.
Your scholars might have followed the blessed feet in all their wanderings, but there are things they have not discovered. Things I know of, but do not know. That is why I travel by the open road, to free myself from the wheel of things.
And as a pilgrim to the holy places, you will also acquire merit.
There is more to my journey than that. Let me tell you a true story. When our Lord was little more than a boy, he sought a mate. But the elders at his father's court said that he was too young for marriage. So there was decreed a trial of strength, and our Lord was given a bow that nobody could bend. He bent the bow, and the arrow flew far and far beyond sight. And where the arrow fell, a stream broke out of the ground. That stream became a river, and it is said that whoever bathes in its waters washes away all his sins. Where is that river, the river of the arrow?
I don't know. If I knew, I'd tell you.
Of course. I should have realized that not being of the faith, the truth is hidden from you.
The truth is always hidden.
Yes, we are both blind, both bound upon the wheel of things. But I go to cut myself free. Come with me.
Well, you've seen with your eyes how much I am bound. But tell me, where are you going to first of all?
To Benares. I have an introduction to a jain there who is also a seeker after the pure faith.
It's a long way to Benares. How will you go?
By road and by terrain. I came by terrain from the hills and was amazed to see tall poles by the side of the road, snatching up and snatching up their threads.
Telegraph poles.
What are they?
They are progress, part of the new India.
True.
But what will you do for food? Who will look after you? You said you were on your own?
I had a disciple with me when I left the hills, a chela, as we called him. But he died of a fever on the way here. So now I myself shall have to take up the master's begging bowl, just as he did many centuries ago. Those who are charitable will acquire merit.
Then let me acquire merit now. Here, take this new book of white English paper and these pencils. There. Lend me your spectacles for a minute.
The ones I am wearing?
Yes. Oh, they are very scratched and hard to see through, but they appear to be the same strength as the ones I am wearing. Here, try mine.
Why, they're as light as a feather. I can hardly feel them on. And I can see everything so clearly.
Keep them, and may they help you to see your way to your river.
I will take them as a token of friendship between priest and priest. In return, I want you to have something as old as I am. This.
Your pen case. No, I couldn't. This is priceless. Why, the design...
Keep it. It is a gift. And when I return, having found the river, I will bring you a picture of the wheel of life. For we are both craftsmen, you and I. Now I must go.
But there is so much I want to ask you. The secret of the brush pen Buddhist pictures.
All that must wait. I am an old man, and it is time to begin my search.
Very well. But promise me you will come back.
I cannot promise. I hope to come back.
I will come with you as far as the main entrance. Look, isn't that the child who was with you when you came in? There?
Child? I see no child. My eye was caught by this statue of a bodhisattva in meditation. You have some remarkable treasures here. Rightly is this place called the Wonder House. The outside world will seem a harsh reality after such beauty.
Come, brother.
And whom did you worship inside there, old man?
I worshipped nobody, child. I simply bowed before the excellent law.
I see. And what are you going to do now?
Since I haven't eaten or drunk for a long time, I am going to beg. Tell me, how do people ask for charity in Lahore? Aloud or in silence, as in Tibet?
Those who beg in silence starve in silence. It's an old saying. Come, give me your bowl. I know lots of generous people. Give it to me and I'll bring it back full in no time at all.
No. You cannot. I myself...
You are tired. Sit here and rest. I know the people. I know everyone. Everyone!
Strange child. But charitable, he will acquire merit.
My mother is dead, my father is dead, my sister is dead, and my stomach is empty.
Since when have you been a beggar, Kim?
Oh, it isn't for myself, most fair seller of the most excellent vegetables in all Lahore.
Who then?
For a new priest in the city. I have never seen anyone like him before.
Oh, priest, young tiger. I'm tired of new priests. They settle on our wares like flies.
The Saab in the Wonder House spoke to him like a brother. Oh, please, fill this bowl for me. My priest is waiting.
Bowl? Cow-bellied basket, more like. You've got about as much grace as the Holy Bull of Sheep. He's already knocked over my stall once this morning and taken a basket of my best onions with him. Oh, here he comes again. Oh, no! Oh, what can I do when it is the Holy Bull?
Shoot! Take that! End it! Shoot! I kicked him and he goes away.
I did not see. But it is good to give to the poor. Give me the bowl.
There.
Some nice hot rice.
And some nice hot curry to go with it. And a fried cake, too.
Well,
remember the bull?
Very well.
Thank you. When I am in the bazaar, the bull will never come to this house.
Don't speak ill of bulls. Didn't you once tell me that a red bull will one day come out of a green field to help you?
One day. Thank you for filling the bowl. Goodbye.
And don't forget to ask your holy man's blessing upon me. Remember my charity.
Well, she was a good woman who gave food so freely.
Oh, very, very good.
And you have been sent to me for a purpose. You are my chela, sent by the excellent one.
Chela?
Disciple. By this, I know I shall find the river.
The river of the arrow.
How do you know about that? I haven't mentioned it to anyone, except the priest at the Wonder House.
Oh, I heard you speaking to him. Your chela listened at the door.
Oh, and I thought you were sent by the Lord. Such things do happen sometimes. You don't know where the river is?
No, not I. I'm looking for a red bull on a green field.
Why?
Why? Oh, I don't know why, except that my father told me to. If you are going to look for your river, it seems that I must go with you to look for my bull. And if fate wants us to find them, then we will. Perhaps they will make me a king.
I see that I shall have to teach you other and less worldly ideas on the road. Let us go to Benares.
Now?
Why not?
I see how much you need a chela. Nobody with any sense travels at night. There are too many thieves about.
Then where shall we spend the night?
I know a place. We shall get good lodgings at the Kashmir Serai. I have a friend there, Mahbub Ali. He's a dealer in horses. A rogue, but a good one. Come, come. Mahbub Ali! Oh, hey! Mahbub Ali!
God's curse on all unbelievers. Who have we here? A Red Lama. I don't give to lousy Tibetans.
Oh, Maharaj, my father is dead, my mother is dead, and my stomach is empty.
And as for you, little Hindu, go and beg from those of your own faith.
I am not a Hindu, Mahbub Ali. Don't you recognize me?
Huh? Come closer into the light. Ha! Why, it's the little friend of all the world. What are you doing here?
Nothing. I am this holy man's disciple, and we are going on a pilgrimage to Benares. He is quite mad, and I am tired of Lahore.
Who are you working for? Why have you come to me?
Who else should I come to when I have no money? You have given me money before when I've done small jobs for you and brought you stories.
You never lied to me. Perhaps it's true about this pilgrimage.
Oh, tell him it is true, Holy One. He too is an unbeliever.
The boy and I are going to Benares. I am seeking a certain river.
And the boy's name?
I did not ask him. He is my disciple. That is enough. None will take him from me, for without him I shall not find my river.
No one will take him away from you, holy man. Go over there and sit with my Baltis. They are of your faith and will give you food. Boy, a word with you. Move into the shadow there.
I told you the truth. And the old lama doesn't know how to lie, as we two know.
If you carry a message for me to Umbala, then I will give you some money.
Yes, what is the message and to whom do I deliver it?
Someone's coming. Look as though a beggar. Hola! You think you're the only beggar in the city? Your mother's dead.
My father is dead. My stomach is empty. Oh, help me, oh, merciful one.
Has he gone?
It was only another horse dealer from whom I wanted to keep my transaction. The message is about a certain white stallion I sold to an officer the last time I returned from the north.
And this officer's name?
Colonel Crichton, Laurel Bank, Umbala. You got that?
Yes.
Tell him the pedigree of the white stallion is fully established.
The pedigree of the white stallion is fully established.
He will then ask what proof you've got and will reply, Mahbub Ali has given me proof.
Mahbub Ali has given me proof, yes?
You will then give him this sealed paper which contains the details of the horse's pedigree. Now, don't lose it.
No, I'll put it in this leather case around my neck. There.
And here are 3 rupees for yourself.
All this fuss just for the sake of a white stallion?
Sure.
He must be a very important horse.
Ah, that's enough. Now, don't speak to anyone of this. In the horse trade, secrecy is essential. I'll be off with you. You and your lama can spend the night among my horse boys.
Good night, Maharaj. And praise be to Allah for his great mercy.
Well, C-25.
I've solved the problem of how to get the message about the revolt of the Five Kings back to the survey party.
How?
By the will of Allah. He sent a boy I know begging to my door. This boy is now disciple to a lama traveling to Benares. Nobody will suspect them. And what is more to the point, no one will rob them. And the message will be on its way to Umbala at first light tomorrow morning.
This is our dream.
Oh, dear. I think it would be better if we walked.
Come on. This carriage here will do.
Let me give you a hand, old man. There's no need to be afraid. My wife here used to be afraid of trains, but I told her they were the work of the government. There we are. On!
I don't think the old man's ever been on a train before.
Oh, yes, he has. He traveled on a train down from the hills.
Does it go to Benares?
Of course it does. Why else do you think we are here? Now, sit down on that seat there.
But I must sit on the floor. It is against the rule to sit on a bench.
There isn't a single rule of right living that the trains haven't caused us to break. For instance, I am a cultivator, yet my wife and I, we are made to sit side by side with all castes of people.
And nowadays on the trains, the two sexes travel together. Where are you going?
As far as Benares.
But we are stopping at Umbala on the way.
Oh, my husband and I are going to Umbala as well. We have a lawsuit there.
Umbala.
Great is the speed of the train.
Since we left Lahore, we've gone farther than you could have walked in many days.
Would you like to stay with us in Umbala? We're lodging with my husband's cousin, and I'm sure there'll be room in the courtyard for both of you.
But you can't ask them to my cousin's house.
And why not? Your cousin still owes my father's cousin the money for his daughter's wedding feast. He can put this couple's food to that account.
Oh, very well.
Oh, holy man, this woman has a heart of gold.
It is a kindly land, this land of the south.
New York.
At Umbala. You go now with these two good people. I will see you later. There is some business I must attend to.
Business, child?
Something for a friend.
Oh, it's pure charity. We look after you, old man, and we'll tell your disciple how to find our cousin's house.
You will come back? Promise me you'll return?
Don't worry. Our search has only just begun, and we've already traveled 100 goals from Lahore.
Yes, and even farther from my monastery. Alas, this is a great and terrible world.
Where all the lights are?
Yes, that's our Croydon's. You aren't going to the party dressed like that.
What party?
The big party. The commander-in-chief, many important guests. I've just delivered many bottles of drink.
Oh, and you, the son of a Musselman. Shame on you.
And shame on you, son of an Hindu girl. A man must live. Come on there, up. Up there.
Very good, Ben.
Oh, and do try and see that that punker boy doesn't fall asleep. He did last week. It's too bad.
Yes, ma'am, sir.
Will? Are you dressed yet? Will, where are you?
Out on the veranda, my dear. I thought I'd pick one of your roses for my buttonhole.
Protector of the poor.
Who's that?
Mahbub Ali says.
Hmm? And what does Mahbub Ali say?
The pedigree of the white stallion is fully established.
What proof is there?
Mahbub Ali has given me this proof. Here, take this paper.
Good. And here's your reward.
2 rupees.
Hmm. So that's it. It is. Come to this.
Will, dear, how many roses are you picking out there?
Only one, dear. Only one.
Will, you must go and meet them. I can hear the troopers in the drive.
It's all right, my dear. I'm already out here.
Thank you, Harding.
Ah, good evening, sir.
Good evening, Triton.
Evening, Captain Harding.
Good evening, sir.
I've just had news, sir.
News?
About our white stallion.
I see.
I'm afraid I shall have to keep the general for a few minutes, Harding. Can you explain to my wife and help her do the honors, keep the guests amused and all that?
Certainly, sir. I do anything where a horse is concerned.
Well, Captain Harding, tell one of the troopers to wait. You can dismiss the rest.
Very good, sir.
I've just received this from C-25 in the north.
Panic is this!
So it isn't even a question of weeks. It's a question of days. Hours, almost. Now, this document clinches it. Grogan's dining here tonight, isn't he?
Yes, sir, and Macklin, too.
Very good. I'll speak to them myself. We must take action at once and refer to the council later. Warn Pindi and Peshawar brigades.
Yes, I will, sir.
It'll disorganize our summer reliefs, but we can't help that. 8,000 should be enough.
What about artillery, sir?
I must consult Macklin.
Then it does mean war.
War? No. Let us say punishment, not war. Send out the telegrams at once. The new code, not the old one. No, I don't think we ought to keep the ladies waiting any longer.
No.
We can settle the rest over the cigars. I thought this was coming.
Yes, it seemed more or less inevitable.
Punishment, not war. And all that trouble because of a horse's pedigree? Oh, Mahbub Ali, Mahbub Ali. You must learn to lie better than that. I see I must teach you.
May I join you? I haven't eaten yet.
Ah, this is the Lama's disciple I was telling you about.
Oh, yes.
Now, come and sit next to our family priest. He is a Brahmin, but he and your holy man have been talking together for many hours.
Sit by me. You are most welcome to the cultivator's table.
What do you think of my priest?
Oh, a most holy man. His gods are not the gods, but his feet are on the way, and his method of horoscopes is both wise and sure.
Can you also tell the future?
Sometimes.
Then tell me whether I will find my red bull on a green field.
When were you born?
Between the first and second cockcrow of the first night in May in the year of great earthquake in Srinagar.
Not many people can forget how the planets stood in their houses on that night of nights. You have a good claim to a half of the House of the Bull. What is your prophecy?
That one day I shall be made great by means of a red bull on a green field. But that first, two men will come and make things ready.
Two men, you say? That's easy. The son, leaving the House of the Bull, enters that of the twins. Hence, the two men of the prophecy. Give me a twig and I will work out a diagram in the dust.
There.
This is another method of nativities to mine.
Let me see. Oh, I don't understand it at all.
The truth can only be seen by those who can read the signs.
Then what does it say?
Two men will come in 3 days' time. After them follows the bull, but over against him is the sign of war and many armed men. Yours is a red, an angry sign of war.
Of war?
But we seek only peace and our river.
That is what I saw written in the dust.
And my river? I had hoped that his bull would lead to my river.
I'm afraid, brother, that such things as your river are not found so easily.
That is true, brother. Tomorrow we must leave you and your hospitality. Tomorrow my chela and I go up to search together for the river of the arrow. Over there is another small stream. Let us look.
Oh, we have already seen a score of such streams, and none of them is your river.
Patience, my chela.
What are you doing in my field? Be off with you. Go away. Don't any beggars here. Be off with you.
Can't you recognize a priest when you see one? If your next crop fails, you've only got your own tongue to blame.
A priest?
Yes, and I am his disciple.
No pride, chela.
We only wanted to look at the river beyond this field.
Oh, that's no river. It's a canal cut by men.
Then this is not the place. Come, chela. May your fields be blessed, good farmer.
Good farmer?
He was only led to speak harshly because of the red mist of anger. You mustn't judge men too hastily, chela.
No, must that farmer.
We have a long way to go to Benares.
But the train?
By so going, we might miss the river. And so, we walk.
Oh.
Come, let us find the river.
Let us ask that priest in the shade of that tree there. Perhaps he knows of your river.
But he is sleeping. And the old man sitting with him.
Then we will awaken them. Aho there! Aho!
What is it?
My master wants to know where to find the river of the arrow. The river of healing.
He means the Ganges.
No, another river.
I know of no other such river.
Then how do we get to Benares?
By the great trunk road over that hill.
A blessing on you, then, for showing us a road so nearby.
What is this search?
I am looking for the river of the arrow, as it is written in the words of the Lord Buddha. And my chela here is looking for a red bull that will raise him to a position of honor.
And what is this red bull?
It is a sign of war. A priest in Umbala told me so.
Did you hear that, old soldier? His sign is a sign of war.
Then it's the true prophecy. There are always wars. I should know I was a soldier long before you were born. Way back in the days of the mutiny. There is soldier in the British cavalry.
But my war will be a great war. A war of 8,000.
Redcoats are at our own regiments.
Redcoats and guns. They will be drawn from Pindi and Peshawar.
Bizarre talk.
The boy has never left my son.
If there were wars, my son would be told me. There are three in the army. Who gave the order for this war?
He did.
And who is he?
A tall man with black hair who, when he thinks, rubs the skin at the back of his neck. And when he gives an order, sniffs and says, "Lose such and such a regiment. Call out such guns."
Oh, it's he. I know it. And you mean he was only a lieutenant? I believe you.
There, I said he was not of this world. He is the friend of the stars.
This is remarkable. Excuse me, I must go and tell the elders of the temple of your arrival. This is indeed a miracle.
But the great trunk road, that priest was going to show us the path.
I see you on your road. You've woken me up. You stir my whole heart with remembrance of war. Come on, I'll lead the way. Tell me, why should one whose sign is that of war follow a holy man whose sign is peace?
Because I am his disciple.
Well said. Respect is good. There's not enough of it these days. Not even when a Commissioner Saab comes to see me. He marches well, your holy man.
Eh?
I say you march well.
Oh, yes. Tell me, why do you wear that sword?
This is... it's just a fancy of mine, an old man's fancy.
Then it's not a good one. It is not good to kill men.
But if bad men weren't killed now and again, it wouldn't be a good world for weaponless dreamers. I remember the day when the land from Delhi to the south was awash with blood. Saab's wives, children were killed.
Yes, I believe I have heard that rumor.
Rumor indeed. All the earth knew and trembled.
The earth only shook once. And that was on the day that Buddha received enlightenment.
Well, I saw Delhi shake at any rate. And Delhi is the navel of the world. The Black Year, they called it. And of my regiment, how many men do you think stood their ground? Three. Of whom I was one.
The greater merit.
Merit? We didn't do it for merit. But they gave me the order of British India just the same. Look, here it is round my neck even now. And my old Saab still remember me. They often come to see me, riding through the crops high upon horses so that all the village can see. We talk about old skirmishes. One dead man's name is leading to another. And then they go.
And at the last, what will you do?
At the last, I shall die.
And after?
I'll let the gods decide. I've never bothered them, so I don't suppose that they'll bother me. They'll be glad that I never bothered them. So glad that they give me a quiet bit of shade where I can practice with my lance and my saber and wait to welcome my three sons. All our family are gamblers. It's up to chance.
And have you no regrets, no desires?
Oh, yes. I want the old days back again. Days of my youth and my strength.
But that strength is weakness.
It's turned out to be so, yes.
What would you say if I told you of a river of great healing?
The Ganges, oh no. I've drunk its waters until I nearly had dropsy. It only gave me indigestion.
No, I don't mean the Ganges. Mine is a river that washes away all your sins.
Sin? You don't want to think of things like that. Let me give you a song to cheer you up. When Nicholson addressed Sir John, right quickly came a reply. To Delhi, haste with armored host, and make the rebels fly. With joy, brave Nicholson advanced to meet her warriors. Lou, big roads. The great trunk road that is the backbone of India. For the most part, it is shaded as here with four lines of trees. In the days before rail carriages, the Sahibs traveled up and down here in their hundreds. Now there are only country carts and such like. It runs straight for 1,500 miles and is a river of life, the like of which exists nowhere in the world. Police posts every few miles make it safe, and it is free. All kinds, all castes of men move here. You can see them now. Brahmins and shoemakers, bankers and tinkers, barbers and bunniers, potters and pilgrims such as yourselves. All the world coming and going. To me, it is like a river. A river from which I am withdrawn like a log after the flood.
But it is beautiful. This is the river of life, broad and straight.
It is an army. A red, blue, pink, white, and saffron army. Marching brown arm against brown arm. The grain and cotton ox carts, they are the supply wagons. The men are the warriors, and the women walking behind them are the camp followers, with the proof of their following bawling at their hips. And the children flashing the sun into the eyes of their betters with broken mirrors, or dragging along brass models of railway engines. They are the soldiers of the future. That man there, with the marks of his leg irons still on him, he's a deserter newly released from jail. The moneylenders are there, too, to pay for and gain from the war. And the jugglers with their monkeys and bears are there to entertain the troops between battles.
But all these go in peace?
They go in peace. But what do they come to?
Oh, this is a good land, the land of the south.
To none of these has the way been shown. They are all bound upon the wheel of life.
The wheel? But the road is straight. Straight for 1,500 miles.
And the earth?
Well, the earth is round.
Even so. This, I think, is the parting of our ways.
Yes.
Oh, don't leave us yet.
I must. I have my way, and you have yours. But, little friend of all the world, you are a real prophet. The first I have met who is not in the army. Farewell, old man.
Farewell, and peace be with you.
Peace?
My blessings, then.
Farewell.
A good man, but blind.
I liked him.
He wears your sign.
Was there ever such a disciple as I?
Sometimes I wonder whether you are a spirit or just an evil imp.
I am your chela. That should be enough.
Let us walk.
Oh, we have already walked a weary way. We must soon find a resting place. Look, the sun is already sloping.
Who will receive us?
Oh, the world is full of good people. Besides, we have money. Come, come. Look over there, Holy One. That bullock cart with the embroidered canopy with a woman inside. Her retinue will look as though they come from the hills. They will give us shelter for the night.
My chela thinks so.
Of course. I know they understand the meaning of charity.
Go away. We don't want beggars here.
And since when have northerners been the owners of all Hindustan?
Have a care, brother. Our curses have a knack of biting home.
And would you curse a priest?
A priest? I didn't see you, Holy One. I am saved from a great sin.
Who is it? Why aren't the beggars well and truly beaten?
One of them is a Buddhist priest, my lady.
Then why aren't you feeding them? See, they are looked after.
Yes, my lady.
All goes well, holy one.
That young skinny one, you're not trying to tell me he's a priest.
No, good lady. I am this holy man's disciple.
Then come here. Come on, hurry.
Yes, fair lady.
Where's he from, your priest?
Tibet.
Where in Tibet?
Oh, from behind the snows, from a very far place.
But you're not from the hills.
No, I was sent from heaven to help him on his pilgrimage.
Look, you brat, I'm an old woman and no fool. I respect lamas, but you're no more a proper chela than my finger is the pole of this wagon. You're nothing but an unblushing, casteless Hindu beggar out for gain.
And aren't we all out for gain? Why, I have heard...
What have you heard?
That even Rajas, small hill Rajas...
But of good Raja blood.
Oh, yes, of course. That even these Rajas sell their young attractive women for gain.
Lies, all lies. You would have been pummeled to death by an elephant for such a lie when I was a girl.
Oh, you're quite right. Oh, eye of beauty.
Oh, eye of beauty. That might have been true 40, even 30 years ago. But now, all this jostling up and down India with the scum of the earth has aged this widow of a king.
And why did the great queen desire to speak with me?
With you?
Or with my master, then? Perhaps the great queen needs a son in her family.
My daughter already has a son.
Ah, but two arrows in the quiver are better than one.
True, true. The little priest guesses my meaning very cleverly.
Then I will have a word with my master and see if he will come over and speak with you. Oh, by the way, we are traveling to Benares.
Good. Then you can travel part of the way with us.
Thank you, gracious one. Oh, I will go and see the most holy one, my master. The woman in the bullock cart over there wants to speak to you. I think it concerns a second son for her daughter.
This is not a part of the way. Still, she is from the hills. I will see her in the morning. Now I am tired.
I'm sure she deserves 10,000 grandchildren.
By her charity, she appears a virtuous woman.
Women think of nothing but children. I wonder where this one comes from.
Saharanpur.
Oh?
One of her men told me so.
She suggested we travel with her.
I see no reason against it. She has a cart, and I can still step aside from it and try all the rivers we come to.
Yes, holy one.
We must rest. Here, one of the men lent me this quilt.
She talks a lot, you know.
In the hills, we have a proverb which says, the husbands of the talkative have great reward hereafter. Why do you laugh? Good night.
Good night, holy one.
Morning. Another hot day. There are no clouds east towards the horizon. Did you sleep well, holy one?
Yes, my chela. But I have been awake these last 2 hours, thinking on things.
Where is my pipe?
At least as much as our kind hostess would allow.
She and the parrot are birds of the same feather. They both screech in the dawn.
But which, my son, has the finer plumage?
Oh, will nobody give the Queen of Delhi her pipe? In God's name, give it and stop her ill omen, mount. Holy one, walk with me. I want to see the view from the roadside there. All this is new to me.
That lady is beyond question a wise and discerning woman. But it is hard to meditate.
All women are thus.
There used to be a wide platform in front of my monastery. My feet have worn the stone where I paced to and fro with these beads.
Our people say that only devils and the English walk to and fro without reason.
But I have a reason, Chela, as you well know.
We also say that you should never make friends with the devil, a monkey, or a boy, because no one knows what they'll do next. Shh, stop. Look.
Where, my son?
There. Beyond those mango trees, out there on the plain. Soldiers. White soldiers.
It is always soldiers when you and I go out together.
Oh, they don't do any harm except when they're drunk. But those ones seem to be mad. You see, they have got long sticks with flags on them and they are putting them into the ground. They're coming towards us. Quick, behind this tree.
Surely this is some kind of a game they are playing.
Whoa there! It's hereabouts I want the officer sent. Under the trees. Nice and cool.
Shove the flag in then.
There we are. Now for the wagon lines and the cookhouses. Whoa there! Over there!
What are they doing? What is the device on the flag?
I can't quite see. Yes, look. It is a bull. A red bull on a green field. This surely has something to do with the prophecy. First come two men to make things ready, and after them comes a red bull on the green field. This must be a vision.
No, my son. This is the world's illusion. Nothing more.
But this must have some bearing on my search. These are soldiers, white soldiers. And what was it that my horoscope said? The sign over against the bull is the sign of war and armed men.
True. It was said that yours was the sign of war. And the insignia on that flag...
Look, more soldiers. A whole regiment. There, hundreds of them in a long column coming over the hill. An entire army.
But this is sorcery.
They've sighted the officer's tent. Put my baggage down over there and go and get some camp chairs. And bring me some more hot water, too.
Very good, sir.
Let us go. This is no place for us.
No, wait. Stand back in the shadows. They can't see us.
That man all in black with the gold cross on his chest, he is surely a holy man. What is he doing with men of war?
He is a priest. He comes to bless their arms.
Why does he sit like that? With his 2 feet in a bowl of water. He seems wholly lacking in dignity.
His feet are weary. He has marched a long way. I want to go closer to hear what they are saying. You stay here whilst I crawl forward.
But...
No, they will hear you in the bushes, but for me it is easier. You sit here.
How will you understand what they are talking about?
Oh, I know something about the customs of the white soldiers. And remember, this is my search. Now stay here until I return.
I am accustomed to waiting...
Your bet, Padre, after all. Walked the whole way.
But I'm paying for it now. Oh, my poor feet.
Ah, you now know the sort of stuff the Mavericks are made of.
Oh.
We aren't called a regiment of foot for nothing, you know.
Now, what's it all in aid of? Where are we going? No one tells me anything.
Well, that's not the reason why. My guess is as good as yours. Bennett. Do you see what I see? Over there in the bushes, crawling towards us.
Why, it's a young Indian boy. What's he playing at? Probably a thief. Hey, you, what are you up to?
I got you, little rascal.
Let go, let me go.
Bit me.
All right, my boy, I've got you by the neck. And stop kicking, you little thief.
I'm not a thief.
You know, little boys who steal are beaten, you know this?
I don't steal.
What's this on a cord around his neck?
Oh, probably some sort of heathen charm.
It's mine. Give it back to me. It's mine.
Here comes Father Victor. As a Catholic, he probably knows more about charms and relics than you do.
What's going on here? Who's this native boy you found?
He's either a thief or a spy. What's my...
I'm not a thief. I don't steal. Give me back my charm and I'll go away.
Oh, a thief speaking English, is it? Now, what's this charm he talks about?
This. Do you know what it is?
And it looks like a lock. Shall I open it?
Give it back.
No, not so fast, my lad. We'll look first. Yeah, now, what have we here? A testimonial from the Freemasons up in Delhi.
What?
And the less said about that, the better. And this, this looks like a soldier's clearance certificate. Stolen, no doubt. And this, by the powers of darkness below, do you see what this is? A birth certificate. And you see the name written there? Sergeant Kimball O'Hara, the Mavericks Regiment. This regiment.
Oh.
And written there, look after this boy. Please look after the boy. You believe in Providence, Bennett?
I hope so.
And I believe in miracles. This is a miracle. Kimball O'Hara's son, and himself looking just like a native. And didn't I myself see Kimball married to Annie Schott, as great a girl as ever was? How long have you had these things, boy?
Since I was a little baby.
And what's your name?
Kim.
Oh, Kimball.
Perhaps.
And where is your father now, Kimball?
Gone out, dead.
And your mother?
She went out when I was born.
No, Kim, no one is going to hurt you. We want to help you. So tell us about yourself. The truth, mark you.
My father told me that I would find a red bull on a green field and that the bull would help me. Then I saw two men with flags and 900 men, and I wanted to see the bull more closely, so I crept nearer, and I left my holy man in the trees over there.
What holy man?
My holy man. I am his disciple.
Disciple of a holy man? Is the boy mad?
It's O'Hara's boy, right enough, in league with the powers of darkness. Where is this holy man?
There, see, he's coming to find me. He knows my search is at an end. He knows very much.
Looks like some sort of Buddhist priest to me. A white boy. Really, this is too much for me. I need a drink. Order here.
Over here, holy one. I have found the bull. My search is at an end.
And what gift did the red bull bring? Who are these holy men?
My name is Bennett, and this is Father Victor. Now, the boy tells me he is your disciple.
My jailer, that is true.
Well, sir, we have discovered that the boy is the son of a mason.
That means I am the son of a Saab.
But how?
I have always known it. Once a Saab, always a Saab is what they say. And they will want to take me away. Oh, please, don't let them take me away, Holy One. You can't take me away. I have promised to help my master in his search.
Search? What search?
A search for the River of the Arrow. Your holy men have not heard of it.
What is he talking about?
The river, made by the Lord Buddha. And if you wash in it, all your sins are washed away and you are left white as cotton wool. I am his disciple and we must find that river.
But this is gross blasphemy.
Kim, it'd be different if you weren't a soldier's son. But since you are, it's our duty, the regiment's duty, to look after you, to educate you, to make a good man of you. You're a white boy and your place is here with us. You must see that.
No, I must help my master in his search.
Old man, surely you can make him see sense.
Sheila?
Yes, Holy One?
You hear what they say? You are a Saab, and the son of a Saab. It hurts me to say this, for my heart went out to you.
And mine to you.
But it seems that you must go back to your people.
But the river...
This is the end of your search. I see now that I was selfish to want to have you with me. This is my punishment, for I have broken the law by desiring to have you with me. Desire is red and evil. I will do penance and find my river alone.
What will become of me? I don't want to follow these priests, and I don't want to become a soldier. I want to stay with you.
You will be sent to school, Kim. We'll make a man of you.
But I want...
Kim, you hear what your priest said. We can't always do what we want in this world.
You say, well, the boy has found his sign, and now you must help him to find the way. Tell me, where is the best schooling in India to be found?
Well, it's in Xavier's in Lucknow, but I'm afraid...
And how much is that, please?
Between 200 and 300 rupees a year.
I don't understand.
Thank you. And your name is?
Father Victor.
Father, you are a good man. Look after the boy. You will hear from me in a few days' time. And now I go to follow my search. Peace be with you.
Oh, come back, please. Don't leave me, please.
He'll run slap into the sentries. Hold the boy, Bennett, while I go and warn him.
Now then, stay still, you little monkey.
There's no need to hold me. What's the use? He's gone now.
Lots of sight of him. He vanished into thin air as though he were a leprechaun. Yeah, he was a queer one. I couldn't make out if he was offering to pay for the boy's education, or whether he was preparing some witchcraft on his own account.
Ah, there you are, Bennett. Huh?
The march too much for you, eh?
No, not at all. Just a bit tired, that's all.
Oh, look smart, Kim. Here comes the colonel.
Only a colonel, that's nothing.
So this is the young rascal I've been hearing about. You're sure he's a white boy?
Oh, quite sure. His return is a miracle past all hope, Colonel.
Kimball O'Hara's son, I gather. A good soldier in his day. And we'll make a man of you too, young Kimball.
Yes, sir.
Yes. When we go back to barracks of Sana'a, we'll put you in the orphanage there. You'll like that, won't you? Lots of lads your own age.
You will not go to Sana'a.
Oh, weren't we a little mad? And if we don't go to Sana'a, where will we go?
To the war.
And what war, may I ask?
The war in the north.
There is no war in the north.
But there will be, I tell you. It's a war of 8,000 men besides the guns.
Most explicit. So he adds prophecy to his other gifts. Really, Padre, I don't know what India's coming to. Sometimes I wonder if it isn't my mind that's weakening.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, yes, orderly. What is it?
A message for you, sir.
Where from?
HQ. It's marked urgent.
Oh, very good. Great balls of fire. It's just as the boy says. We'll move right away to Umbala. And what's more, it's only just been decided. How did you know, your little limb of Satan? Eh? No answer. See if you can get it out of him, Father. I must get these things moving. Come with me, orderly.
Yes, sir.
Not 2 marches in 24 hours. Oh, really, it's too much. My poor feet won't stand it.
I should go and find yourself a seat in one of the wagons this time. Much more dignified.
I think you're right. Look after young O'Hara. He's one of your flock. For the moment, at any rate. I'll see you later on the road, no doubt.
Well, Kim?
Sir?
How did you know?
Know what?
That we weren't staying here or going to Sana'a. That we were going to the war.
Of course you are going to the war. I told you so.
But the poser doctors, how did you know? Eh? How? Are there many more like you in India, Kim? Or are you by way of being a looser's naturally?
Now that I've told you about the war, can I go back to my old man?
Oh, no, you brought us luck. And we're going to make a man of you. Tomorrow we'll be in Umbala. And the very first thing we do when we get there is to give you a bath to wash some of the dust of India off you. Do you understand? A good bath.
Father Victor.
What's the matter with you, boy? Don't you usually knock before coming in?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Then what's the rush? Well, what's the matter?
I've lost him, sir.
Lost who?
Kim, sir.
Be the powers of darkness below. How do you mean, lost?
Well, sir, we was at the race course watching the horses exercising, and then out comes a scarlet-bearded nigger on horseback. He picks young Kimball up and gallops off with him.
Oh, so he's off now with another of his peep-a-day friends.
Well, I kept an eye on him, sir, as best as I could. Then a man in colonel's uniform rode up, and they all went off together.
A colonel, you say? What regiment?
I don't know, sir.
Oh, I don't know whether it'll be a greater relief to get the boy back or to have him lost. All right, you may
go. Good morning, Padre.
Yes, Father. This is the colonel, sir.
Have we met?
Yes, sir. I mean, no, sir. Thank you, sir.
Our young friend there doesn't seem to know his own mind. Not like young O'Hara here, eh, Marble?
Not at all like...
Oh, I'm sorry, Padre. We haven't met before. I've heard a lot about you. My name's Crichton.
Of the Ethnological Survey?
The same.
Faith, I'm glad to meet you then. And I owe you some thanks for bringing young Kim back.
Thank Mabu Ali here. You know him?
No.
No? Well, you soon will. He sold us nearly all those three-legged horses you see around the station. He's a regular old leech. And an old friend of the boys.
I see.
Trust a snake before a harlot, and trust a harlot before Mabu Ali.
But I am crying to help you, friend of all the world.
What are you planning to do with the boy? If all that Mahbub tells me is true, then he mustn't be wasted.
Well, only today I've received a banker's order for 300 rupees from the boy's Lama friend to send him to St. Saviour's in Lucknow.
I told you he would keep his word.
Padre, I recommend sending the boy to St. Saviour's.
You do?
Well, it'll save the church, the lodge, and the army money, won't it? Look, Padre, I've got to go down to Lucknow next week. I'll look after the boy on the way and so on.
You're a good man.
Oh, not good, so much as interested.
Oh?
Entirely from the ethnological point of view, you understand. Yes, I'd like to make a note of this case for some government work I'm doing. Transformation of a regimental badge like your Red Bull into the sort of fetish the boy follows is most interesting.
You'll make a wonderful account out of his stories.
Yes. Oh, and Padre, I'd be grateful if you'd keep all you know to yourself, especially about the Asiatic side of the boy's character, his prophecies, adventures, and so forth. You know how jealous we ethnologists are of each other's discoveries.
Oh, I understand. In our religion, we're taught discretion, so not a word.
Good. And Kim?
Saab?
Listen to the rascal calling one of his own kind, Saab.
I'm not a traitor like some I know.
Kim, you go to school in Lucknow in 3 days' time, so sit still and don't run away.
Oh, will I meet my holy one in Lucknow?
Well, at least it's closer to Benares than Umballa, so who can say? Goodbye for now, Kim. And thank you, Padre.
You're welcome.
Come, Mabuk.
What do you think of the young horse?
He has a useful pedigree.
And is a born polo pony. When a colt can follow the ball by nature without even being taught, then it would be wrong to break that colt for a heavy cart.
I agree. This horse will only be used for polo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very pleased with the deal, Marvel. When I come back from Lucknow, I'll see if you have anything else to say.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's the time I must go. There are one or two other traders I must see before my dinner. Goodbye, Marble.
Bye, and a good journey to Lucknow with the young colt. What a game. What a game.
Kim, I'm speaking to you.
Oh, I was looking out of the window, thinking.
What are you then? A dreamer or a man of action?
What would you want me to be?
Yourself.
I was thinking of the new gods Father Victor had told me to pray to. Bibi Miriam and Jesus. I was thinking that I am a Saab, that I am Kim. A very small person in a very big country.
It's because India is so big, so complicated, that the job I want to offer you when you leave school is such a difficult one, and also such an interesting one. That's if you pass all your examinations.
Examination?
Trials of knowledge, then. You'll find out all about them soon enough. Have you ever heard of the Survey of India?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's part of my job.
Oh?
And when the time comes, I think we could use you as a chain man.
Oh?
You'd have to learn how to make pictures of roads, mountains, and rivers, and be able to draw them from memory. If I were to tell you to go across the hills to see what lay beyond, and you knew that the tribes there would kill a chain man who looked like a Saab, what would you do?
Is this an examination?
In a way.
Ah, but one shouldn't sell knowledge for nothing.
And if I told you you'd be paid 300 rupees for bringing back the information?
I would earn the money.
But how?
I am only a boy. Wait until I'm a man.
No, I want to know now what you do. Look, here's a rupee. It's yours if you tell me.
Not until I know why the question is asked.
Well, take the money as a gift. I like your spirit. Don't let them dampen it at St. Xavier's. Kim, you'll meet a lot of boys there who despise colored people.
Half-castes, sons of bizarre women.
Not only them. I've known white men enter the government service who shut their eyes to the customs of the Indians and closed their ears to their language. Their pay was cut for ignorance. Remember that there's no sin equal to ignorance.
I think you intend to use me as you use Mahbub Ali. As he used me the night I brought you the white stallion's pedigree.
Well, there are certain things it's wisest to forget, and that's one of them. Another is that you travel to Lucknow with me. At the station, you will take a tikka gari to the school. And now you will leave me. We mustn't be seen together getting off the train. I won't say goodbye, because we'll meet again.
Again? But I've already forgotten that we met at all.
And Kim, don't be too clever too soon. You still have a great deal to learn, you know.
Now that we have seen the bazaars, coachman, you can drive me to the school.
And does the young Sahib like our city?
A fair city and a rich one. Much richer than Lahore, and the bazaars are better.
Is this our first term at St. Xavier's?
Of course. Why else would I ask you to drive me all around Lucknow? What are they like, the students?
The young Sahib, all devils.
But none of them has the making in him of a more perfect devil than the young Sahib I'm now driving.
Oh, stop!
What, here? Just outside the school gate?
Stop here. I want to talk to that old man there.
Whoa! The last time you asked me to stop, it was for a dancing girl. Now it's for an old priest. What is all this?
Holy One! Holy One! Don't you recognize me? It's me, your disciple.
Why, Sheila, this is another boy entirely. A young servant.
Oh, my clothes are different, but I'm still your Sheila.
I've waited here a day and a half to see you, and now heaven has rewarded my patience.
Are you being looked after in the temple at Benares?
I'm well fed. I need nothing. And there is a priest at the Tatankas temple who understands my search for the river.
The river? I had almost forgotten the river.
So soon, my Taylor? I haven't forgotten it.
You won't forget me, Holy One, in your desire to complete your search? You and Mahbub Ali are the only friends I have in the whole of India. Apart from you, I am alone.
I have thought about that. And at first I was worried that in wishing to see you, I was misguided by the red mist of affection. But now I realize that having acquired merit by paying for you to enter the gates of learning, I shall continue to acquire merit by occasionally assuring myself that your feet are correctly set on the path of wisdom. But perhaps you will forget me and our meetings.
How can I, when I owe you everything?
You have no debt to me. My only hope is that one day you will become as wise a Saab as the keeper of the Wonder House.
Where shall I send my letters to you?
To the temple at Benares. And now I must return there.
Please, don't leave me. Please.
I must. Your path leads through these gates here, and mine leads me towards my river. Do not weep, please. Your duty divides you from what you want, and all wanting is illusion, a new binding upon the wheel. Go. Go before my old heart cracks. Let me see my jailer go through the gates of learning. Go. I will come again. I promise we will meet again. Open the gate.
Who is it?
A new pupil. Farewell, my Sheila.
That was part one of Kim by Rudyard Kipling, with David Spencer as Kim, Felix Aylmer as the Lama, Wilfred Lawson as the Resul Dar, and George Koulouris as Mahbub Ali. Kimball O'Hara was played by Rafe Truman, Mrs. O'Hara, Elizabeth Morgan, Indian doctor, Timothy Harley, Kim as a child, Joe Manning Wilson, Abdullah, Glyn Dearman, Chota Lal, Peter Bartlett, curator, John Ruddock, stallwoman, Isabel Rennie, cultivator, Lewis Stringer, cultivator's wife, Eva Stewart, Colonel Crichton, William Fox, woman of Saharanpur, Mary O'Farrell, Bennett, Andrew Sachs, officer, Alan Haynes, Father Victor, Earl Grey, Colonel of the Mavericks, Austin Trevor, drummer boy, Bruce Condell. Other parts played by members of the BBC Drama Repertory Company. The play, which was recorded, was adapted from the novel and produced by John Tiedemann.